All right. I am going to give you 10 seconds. Your goal? Run as fast as you can. All right, Tin Mouse? This is a standard routine check. I want to make sure the new toy that we installed works properly. You asked for a collar to be around your neck. That way everyone would know that you are an owned pet. Because you asked for a collar, I also figured I should install a leash while I was at it. I thought that it might come in handy. Now, I want you to test how far the leash goes. If I tell you how far it is, that isn't as much fun. I want to see your beautiful body in action, baby girl. So on the count of 10, you are going to run as far as you can. There's going to be a deliberate stop when you get to the end of the leash. Then I'm going to slowly bring you back to me. That way you can feel every inch of your leash, start to get familiar with the distance and all that. This is going to be on you at all times going forwards, so it's important that you are comfortable with both the collar and leash. Once you are brought back here, I'll take care of any wires that get jumbled. I imagine it's going to be quite a lot since it's your first time. Though you've never complained about my rustling around in there. Maybe if you're good enough, I'll even play with you like this. Sound like a plan? On the count of three, okay? One, two, 2.5, 2.75, 2.875. Three. Go, my tin mouse. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And there's the limit. How many feet did you get? Going forward, this is how far you are able to be from me. As you can see, we're still able to talk, still able to see each other. It's really not that far. I don't want you getting any ideas and walking away from me, baby girl. Out here in the woods, that's dangerous. Now, I'm going to start reeling you back. This is going to be a slow process, so I hope you enjoy it, Tin Mouse. I designed this with you in mind. You feel the first tug, realizing I wasn't lying about how strong it is. Your circuits light up in joy as you get to your hands and knees. Starting to crawl. Look at you. I didn't even have to ask, did I? Such a good pet for me. Crawling slowly, keeping pace with the leash. If you go too far in the future, this is what you're going to feel. The only difference is we aren't going to be in private. We'll be in a public space where everyone, including your fellow robots, are going to see. Getting wet just thinking about it. Your circuits fluster just like you are made of the same stuff as me. Keeping your eyes on me. You keep moving, feeling the tug of the tether. You can feel the sparks of your wires starting to get more demanding as you follow the pool. So eager for your owner's touch. You want to go faster, but you know better. Letting the leash guide you towards me, you move at the pace set for you. Oh, that's my good girl, yeah. Keep moving just like that. You're doing so well already. Circuits light up at the praise as you get closer to me. Oh, you're a good pet, aren't you? Nodding your head yes. You keep moving, allowing the leash to guide you closer. Your wires just get more tangled as you crawl, trying but failing to keep them organized. The more they intertwine, the better you feel. Pleasure circuits lighting up with each step forwards. My pretty tin mouse. The tug of the leash is addictive, isn't it? Can't help how you whimper as it continues to bring you closer to me. Every inch is almost better than the last as you continue your steps. What a pretty pet I have. Such a good girl, doing as you're told. Hearts appear in your eyes as my face comes into view. Looking up at me, you feel so small like this. Your dainty body moving along the grass. Wires getting tangled up. Making such a mess of yourself, baby girl. Seems I'm going to have to fix you up before we even get back to the house. This is no way to treat your circuits. Hearts start to alight along the rest. No longer reserved for just your eyes as the tether keeps going, keeps tugging. It's almost addictive. You just want to keep going forever, don't you? Already almost to me. You have to crane your neck up to look at me now. That doesn't stop you from moving, reveling in the way it feels to have your leash tugged. This is going to be on you constantly, Tin Mouse. It attaches to this bracelet around my wrist. It's pretty, right? If I'm not wearing the bracelets, you don't have to worry about the tether. That being said, I don't see a reason I would ever take this off. You're enjoying it so much, aren't you? Yeah. No hesitation as you moan out your yes. Your wires leaking coolant all over the ground. Can see the trail being left behind as your delicate body gets closer to mine. Such a good girl. Just a few more steps, that's it. It doesn't matter how dirty your hands and knees are. As long as you make your owner proud, that's all that counts for you, right, pet? The tether comes to a stop as you kneel in front of me. Look at that, the perfect distance. Looking up at my much larger body. The hearts begin to swirl in your eyes as more coolant leaks from your wires. Such a messy little thing in love. Look at you. You would do anything I asked if it meant more praise, wouldn't you? Flustering at that, you feel your coolant between your thighs. Staring up at what is left of the leash, you notice how short it is now. Get used to this, baby girl. You'll be spending most of your time at this length, right by my side, never straying too far so I can always keep an eye on you. It's what you deserve for being such a good girl, right? Yeah, I thought so. As my hand caresses your chin, you can't help but lean into the touch. Your wires glow brighter as more coolant drips off of them, making such a mess of yourself. You can't seem to care, sinking further into my touch. The leash can be felt with every movement of your head, a reminder of your place. It only gets you wetter, huh? Pussy and wires coated in your own slick, making such a mess of yourself. Oh, what a gorgeous girl. This is what I want to see. Tugging on the leash, you feel a tightness around your neck. You don't need air to breathe, but the pleasure sensors react all the same, causing you to moan. Keep your eyes on me, baby girl. It shouldn't be hard when I'm so much larger than you. So small, even tinier when you get on your knees like this. It's almost like your entire head can fit in just the palm of my hand as I continue to caress your chin. It feels so good as your wires writhe against each other. Someone certainly needs my attention, doesn't she? You feel a pulse from your clit as you nod your head yes again. Your wires keep seeping slick, getting themselves even wetter, squirming against each other. Your pleasure sensors start to ramp up at my touch, making you feel even better. You can't help but whine. I think I'm going to give you a task, Tin Mouse. Do you think you can handle that? I'm going to play with your wires, like you're so desperate for me to do. But you are going to touch yourself. You'll come from playing with these slutty little wires when I tell you to, understand? Good fucking girl. You waste no time gently rubbing around your clit, getting the area nice and warmed up. Your pussy drips the same coolant that your wires do, creating lube for yourself and me. How generous. Letting out a moan as my fingers entangle in your wires. The gentle tug is more than enough for slick to gush out. I can feel the sparks along them as I gently stroke. You always did love when I paid extra attention to this little yellow wire. I'm such a sensitive Tin Mouse, practically vibrating as I touch you, focusing on my touch more than your own. It's just so easy to get lost in the sensation. Your wires being teased, you rock into your own hand, chasing that pleasure. Look at you. So good for me. That's it, baby girl. As the hearts dance along your circuits, you can't help the moans that spill from your lips. It's okay, baby girl. Let out all those sounds. It's just you and me all the way out here. Not like anyone's going to hear, right? Encouraged by my words, You stop hiding your noises, allowing me to hear you completely. So much clearer. Thank you, baby girl. This is what I've been wanting. So fucking sexy. Squirming as I play with your wires. Paying careful attention to this light blue one. Your hips buck every time I twist it. Would you look at that? Your pussy only gets wetter as you circle your clit. Using your other hand, you decide to insert two fingers. Too wet for just one. Your fingers scissor inside you, wasting no time. Look at you, showing off your pussy for me like this. That's my sweet girl. As you look up at me, you realize that my body is completely draped over yours, acting almost like a privacy screen. Letting out a moan at that, you feel a tug on your leash, causing even more pleasure. It's not enough. You need more, don't you? Oh, just listen to you. Such a needy tin mouse. Don't understand how wet I'm getting watching you. When we get home, you're going to take care of me. I'm going to see what else we can do with this fun new toy. Enjoying my attention while you still have it, baby girl. Soon you're going to be playing with my pussy like this. Whimpering at the thought. You can't help how your clit pulses at the promise. Wish you could have a little taste of my cunt right now, don't you? Such a shame that I'm having so much fun with your wires. Love how they vibrate in my touch as you get closer to the edge. Shifting my attention back to the yellow one. The hearts change to stars as you grind against your own hands. Your legs spread, giving me an even better view as your clit starts to glow. The warmth starts there, but quickly spreads out, helping warm your entire body. A feeling reserved only for when you are feeling your best. You melt into my touch. Your wires are starting to hum, aren't they? Just another sign that you're getting close to the edge. Your glowing clit, your humming wires. It's all signs of how good you're feeling. Your hips act on their own accord, grinding against your hand as you fuck yourself. Your pussy makes a mess of your hands as I make a mess of your wires. After all, they both feel so good. It's almost like you're drowning in the pleasure. You don't want it to stop, though. No, you beg for more. The stars in your eyes begin to spin as I switch back to the light blue wire. Though I do tease the yellow one. Both of these at once is almost too much for you to take as you get louder. Only gets sexier the more you lose composure. Nothing hotter than seeing my tin mouse forget her programming. The whole forest is going to hear you at this rate, tin mouse. Good. I want anyone close to know how good I take care of my baby girl. Made just for me, for my touch, weren't you? Moaning out your yes, your pleasure circuits only get more demanding as you touch yourself faster. My hands don't change, keeping the same slow pace. This contrast is almost too much as you grind against yourself harder. Fingers sliding in and out of your pussy, covered in your own coolant. Oh, you make such a gorgeous picture, Pat. Don't think I'm going to be forgetting about this anytime soon. So fucking sexy and all for me. My good girl taking it so well. I intertwine the yellow and light blue wires together as sparks crash from your circuits. Does that feel good? I guess I should keep tightening it. Such a good girl, remembering to let your sounds out. Your fingers keep working your pussy, circling your glowing clit. The heat continues to rise, the glowing getting brighter. Oh, don't stop, Tin Mouse. No, love watching you touch yourself. Don't care who hears or who sees, because my body is big enough to keep your privacy. Such a dainty Tin Mouse, doing what you're told, eager to please. Oh, that's my good girl. Should I let you come? My goodness, I didn't realize you were so close. Unable to come without permission? You need to hear that special phrase at this point. Otherwise, it just doesn't feel as good. Coming without permission is almost like a ruined orgasm for you, baby girl. You just hate doing it. It doesn't feel right. Which is why you are on your best behavior, trying so hard for me. It's so fucking hot to see you like this, falling apart at the seams. That's my good girl. Wires getting crossed. It's almost too much for your circuits. The stars begin to change colors. No longer just yellow. A sure sign that you're getting close. You just want to come, don't you? I think you've earned it. Be a good girl. Come for me, Tin Mouse. You're so close. Don't hold back. Let it all out. You can do it. Make me proud and come. Oh, what a good girl. Yeah. Coming on command. Good for me. Oh, that's exactly what I wanted to see. I'm so proud of you, Tin Mouse. As my hands leave your wires, tell me, how are you feeling? It wasn't too much or anything, right? Then I take it you like the leash feature, huh? I had a feeling you might. Always love being close to me. This just gives you an excuse to spend more time around me. Something you're always happy to take. Bringing you up onto my lap, you easily settle against my thighs. My hands intertwine with your wires again, ignoring the yellow and light blue one in favor of the orange and purple. You feel yourself getting sleepy as I rub them between my fingers. Nuzzling against my chest, you feel my arms wrap around you, holding you against my torso tightly. It's easy to do when you're so much smaller than me, legs dangling on either side. Come on, baby girl. Let's go home.